I told Mario, you know, Yoki, I don't know, Siento, I don't know, maybe some Yo Tango, his cousin exhibited 3.5 of 32 teeth after tested rationalism since my sweet 16. A newly minted couple shares a newly lit solemn thin cigarette as I drunkenly questioned the method of 23 and me with a Portuguese immigrant I just met, who wants to be reintroduced to their own multitudes. I feel a convoluted connection with some like architectural structures, yet another grotesque binary construction. My significant other is a bundle of my securitized interpersonal shortcomings, the holy legato of spoken language, asexually passing through select edifices. I puked twice in July, once it was a vegan Oreo smoothie, once it was living my life as a lie. Yogi, hello, Yosi, Ento, yet another grotesque binary construction, fuck this. Yogi, hello, Yosi, Ento, yet another grotesque binary construction, fuck this.
A character, well, it could be any person really, accidentally meanders into some sort of, for lack of a better word,
parallel universe.
They walk down a street called South Street, and on this street, they enter some other realm of existence, for no logical reason whatsoever, not traveling in some explicit manner, but in a way that's, well, you know, appropriately subtle. In the area of this South Street, whenever they return, and they feel an odd urge to return from time to time, a certain type of dialogue begins, shifting perspective at will, until, after some time, this dialogue follows the character home. After some back and forth here, and a single voice emerges, this voice informs the character of who they actually are, as a birthday present. The single voice informs the character that, in fact, they exist in a way that's a bit heterodox to the doctrines of, say, Descartes, and they're somehow intrinsically tethered to events that occurred both 200 years and 202 years ago. In short, the character is informed that they exist in a totally non-local manner, almost according to some of the more outlandish theories of John Bell, and that this is something they must address, obviously in non-linear ways, to ensure that the events aren't completely discarded by powerful literalists known by tyrants of the syllogism.